you little Cadbury bunnies, and welcome to episode 126 of Hungry in Kentucky. I'm Sarah from Bluegrass Bourbon Eats, and today I'm joined in Fort Lewis Studios by Carrie.
I guess I can say spring has sprung. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're out of spring of deception.
Yeah, we're officially in spring.
I think
so. But that doesn't mean anything in Kentucky. Yeah.
Meteorologically, we're definitely officially in spring.
Yeah, that was last week sometime.
Yes.
But yeah, it is springtime. It's pulling its natural antics. It was dreary and rainy when I left the house, so I didn't bring sunglasses. And now the sun is as bright as it's ever been in the entirety of all of being. So that'll be a fun drive home. The sun glaring into my eyeballs while I drive. And I'm short, so the visor doesn't work at certain times of the day because the sun is like right below the visor, and then I can't sit that far up in my chair either because it doesn't raise up.
Yeah.
So then I'm like an old lady up on the wheel and sitting up straight and leaning forward and looking like a stupid person.
Trying to reach the pedals at the same time.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah. I don't know that pain, but I'm sure it sucks.
Yeah.
But everything is blooming, which does suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because everybody is allergic to everything right now, I feel like.
Yeah, the stupid Bradford pears, too, are blooming, and the wind and rain has blown them all over the road.
Yeah, and I tell you what, those things annoy me, too, is, and I know the smell is not great, right, as you commented earlier before we hit record. I guess since, you know, they've been here since we've been living here, which has been a long time now, and I guess maybe I just don't notice the smell as much anymore, but I tell you what does annoy me is in the backyard we have two of them, and, you know, they have those white blossoms or whatever on them that flower, and when you're sitting there and the wind blows, you see all this white going past the window, and I'm like, oh my God, is it snowing? Like, it freaks me out every time, and I'm like, oh no, it's just stupid trees.
Yeah, it's the trees. Everybody's car's covered in them. I feel like the smell only lasts a couple of days. I haven't smelled them in a couple of weeks, but when they were first blooming,
yeah,
I was walking
like,
in the park, and it was quite pungent.
Yeah, it's like when they first come out, they get really smelly, and then it kind of, I guess, dies off, backs off after a while.
Those and, like, these don't stink as far as I know, but, like, the cherry blossoms that are, like, at the cemetery were in bloom. I don't think they really are anymore. I've never been to see them. I should do that next year.
Yeah, that Lexington Cemetery is supposed to be a really cool place to go. There's a lot of history there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, they really, what they have, the grounds, I guess, plants and all the foliage and the garden stuff that they have there is supposed to be really, really nice.
Yeah, people always talk about going there. Right at the beginning of spring, taking pictures of the cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never really been further than just like a few hundred feet inside the gate, but it's massive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it's huge.
I would like to go like look around and check it out sometime.
And I think it is. I mean, they have hours, obviously, but it's. I think when they're hours, they're open to the public. Like it's free. You don't have to like pay or anything.
Mm-mm.
Now, obviously, you want to be as respectful as possible because it still is a cemetery, but...
I was going to sneak out there at night and have a seance, but I guess I won't do that now since you said I had to be respectful.
You do have to still be respectful because it is a cemetery.
I just wanted to talk to the dead.
Well, you know, maybe they don't want to talk to you.
That's fair. They probably don't. You'd think old Vern would want to? Jim Varney?
Oh, yeah. Is he buried out there? Is he? Because Rupp's buried out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of who else maybe, like, famous is. I don't know. I would have to look on their website because I'm sure, like you know.
Notable alumni. the Lexington Cemetery.
Well, you know, like, because in France at the, and I'm blanking on the name of it, cemetery number, whatever it is, where Jim Morrison's buried.
Mm-hmm.
We went there when we were in Paris. And, you know, that place is huge. And they have, like, a map and maps and everything that tell you where people, you know, are buried or whatever.
Yeah, I went there for a school project in college, and we were, like, looking at a bunch of different graves to see, basically, who lived longer, in the 1800s, men or women. But it was all just like the ones in the front are those super old ones from like the 1700s and 1800s. So that's all I've seen, but we'll definitely like to go visit. It would be it's a nice Lexington landmark. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the area, check it out.
It really is. Notable people. So they do have a, let's see, I don't know who that is. James Allen, Milton Barlow, Joseph Beard. I got nothing. Colonel William Breckinridge, Robert Breckinridge. There's a bunch of Breckinridges. I don't know who any of these people are. Like, they're supposed to be famous people. I don't know.
Probably a historical figure.
Yeah, they are. And I honestly don't know any of them.
Is Jim Barney on there? Because I've always heard that.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to look. Yeah, Rupp is for sure. That's 100%. Jim. No, he's not. Oh, yeah, he is. Yes.
Then I've been told a lie.
Yeah, no. Forever. No, you had the correct information.
Yes.
Yes, you were correct. Yeah. Oh, you can do tours. Take a virtual tour. Upcoming events. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those places. It's just like taking a horse farm tour. Again, it's something I never would have thought of doing until people came and visited who wanted to do that. And this is like kind of the same thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, check it out. I will.
Yeah, we totally should. I mean, it has nothing to do with food, but it's still cool.
No. I'm sure there's some food nearby. Not in the cemetery.
Well, there is, because if you go down further down the road, there's Apollo, and there's the Thoroughbred, I think it's Thoroughbred Diner.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there.
I do, too, because they have chicken livers on their chalkboard.
Yeah, they're supposed to have the best bar food by far
yeah,
in town.
I would totally tear up some of their chicken livers.
I've been to that Leastown Coffee
mm-hmm.
at one point. It was good. And then all of the stuff at New Circle.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, over there in Metathorpe area.
If you go the other way, you're going back towards Rupp.
Yeah.
And then there's
pies and pints and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there's breweries back that way too.
Yeah,
so.
There's a lot of places like in between Lexington Cemetery, just depending where you go.
Yeah, between downtown and like Leastown or like New Circle, mm-hmm. there's a ton.
Oh,
of
there's
stuff
a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Contrary to popular belief.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're looking for something to do in Lexington, all of those things would be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's not food related, but today, as we record, is Air Max Day.
Happy Air Max Day.
Thank you. March 26th was when the first Air Max came out.
Air Max 1. 1985?
I need to double check the date, but I'm wearing Air Max 1s with a big bubble, if anyone cares.
I know if you get a thorn in those things, they quickly pop.
Well, I mean, I'm not really walking around in thorns.
I mean,
not usually.
I had some for when I was in cross country and stuff, and if you got one in there, they went pretty good. You had a blowout for sure.
Yeah, I'm feeling like they make them a lot tougher now. There's a YouTube channel I watch where a guy cuts shoes in half, and he does a lot of Nikes, and then they put their little PSI thing in the air units, and they usually have a lot of pressure in them, so and they're kind of hard to puncture. So today's airbags seem to be holding up better, but I mean, just quick history while we're talking about it. The original Air Max 1 had this big bubble. And it was out, I guess it was 86, because the winter of 86, they had to recall them, which was when I was born.
Mm.
Because it was so cold in some places that it was bursting the bubbles.
Ah.
So they couldn't hang being that big, so they decreased them.
Uh-huh.
So they were small bubbles for like 35 years, 36 years, until a couple of years ago, and they brought the big ones back.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Good secondary history.
Yeah. Shoe history.
Shoes.
Shiz. Oh my god, shiz. These shoes suck. These shoes rule. Wow, what a callback from 2005.
Right.
Yeah, if anyone's seen the shoes video.
Well, it's also, I will say, it's also going to be the last Friday that you will be required to eat fish if you're a Catholic.
Oh, yeah. I guess Easter is on Sunday.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to Easter brunch. Easter Eve brunch. So, I'm glad you said that, because I forgot.
That's good.
Yeah.
But you had a fish sandwich, though, didn't you, the other day?
Yeah. We've talked some about the Popeye's fish sandwich in the past. I don't know if we've talked about it recently. But I didn't feel like cooking on Friday, and it was kind of gross then, too. So I was like, I'm going to try the Popeye's fish sandwich, because there's a Popeye's near me now.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered it.
Oh, where?
Nicholasville.
Oh, yeah, that would be closer to you. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it's leaps and bounds closer. Even it's in a different city.
Right.
It's closer to me than the one in Lexington, yeah, is, which is crazy.
Because I will say that when you texted me and said that you had DoorDash the Popeye's fish sandwich, I was like, dang, okay, I wonder how that held up. But
I think it's on down from Brandon Crossing. Like, once you pass Brandon Crossing and then you go for a little bit, mm-hmm, before you open up into something like that's town-like. So I think it's there, but if anyone from Nicholasville is listening, you can correct me.
It's still closer to you than the one on Northside.
Yes, it's still closer to me than the one on the furthest part of New Circle Road that you could get in Lexington. But I got that. I usually, if I'm going to get something there that's not chicken, I like their shrimp. I've had their shrimp a lot in the past, a little bite-sized shrimp. It's actually really good. It's like a quarter pound of shrimp with their fries in a little basket, and it's really good. But this, I got spicy fish sandwich, and then I got, I'm trying to think what else I got. Mashed potatoes and gravy, because I got the spicy mashed potatoes and gravy. And then I got the strawberry biscuit for a little dessert.
Oh, how was that?
It wasn't my favorite.
No.
I think I'd rather had the blueberry one, which I've not had the blueberry one from Popeye's, but I've had one from Bojangles.
Mm-hmm.
I probably liked the Bojangles ones better. But the fish sandwich smelled a little fishy, not going to lie. Smelled it, didn't taste it. So.
And you didn't get sick, so,
no.
You know.
But, and that's not like fishy, like, oh, I'm going to like vomit after this. Like, some fish is just fishier.
Right. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So, like, I don't think it was like a cod, because cod doesn't that smell.
Did you get the fried one? They have a grilled one too, don't they?
Yeah, blackened one.
Yeah.
No, I got the fried
one. You got
one.
The fried one?
Yeah. A spicy fried fish sandwich. So, a smidgen fishy smell up top. But it was fine. It was good. It's big.
Is it big like the chicken sandwich?
Yeah. And it's definitely a big patty. I don't know if the chicken sandwich is a good comparison, because it was kind of like square almost.
Mm.
I would liken it to the fish sandwich from Arby's, if anyone's had that. It's a giant fish sandwich, too. The Arby's one's probably better. But I don't know. This one was fine. It had pickles and hot sauce on it, and the breading was spicy, so it was quite hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mashed potatoes were also quite spicy.
Mm.
So it was a lot of spicy.
A spice. Mm-hmm. A spicy.
It was a spicy and spicy.
Well, at least it seemed to deliver what it promised on the spice.
Yeah. I think I would rather have the shrimp.
Because,
You know, the shrimp's never let me down before.
Sure.
Not that this let me down, but.
It was worth a try, though.
Yeah, I wanted to try it. It's fine. It's not unlike the time when we first started our blog that every Friday I tried a different fish sandwich. There's a lot of fish sandwiches. And in that one, I think, I don't remember who won. You have to go to bbandeats.com and see. It's probably on there. But yeah, it was fine. I recently had their wings too, because they've been advertising wings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How were those?
Also fine.
Not great?
I kind of wish that you could get them plain. Mm. I'm a weirdo. I like a plain wing.
And then like dip it in the sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just to have plain wings.
Oh, okay.
Not dip them in anything.
Like, all right.
Yeah. I had some plain wings today I'll talk about but in a minute. But yeah. Popeye's is pretty good. It's not at the tippy top. It's in the middle, I would say. It's better than a Filet-O-Fish.
Okay.
But
not as good as Arby's. Yeah. You think Arby's is better?
That's fair. I need to try it again. It's
yeah.
been a long time since I've had one, but I remembered it being good.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. There was that. Give it a try if you want. It's fine. It's a mid, I don't want to say mid. It's a,
yeah, I'm probably with you though.
More of a thumbs. It's one thumb up.
Yeah, if given the choice, I would either get strips,
mm-hmm,
the chicken strips, the sandwich, or the shrimp. I think if yeah. I was going to Popeye's,
and you can get like bigger shrimp too,
like a jumbo shrimp type of situation.
Yeah, but I prefer the little ones because you get a whole bunch of them.
Popcorns.
Yeah, Yep. So check it out if you're anywhere near a Popeyes.
So what other wings did you have?
Let me try to look real quick. But I feel like they were honey barbecue, maybe. But it was, all the options were like dripping with sauce, which I don't love for wings because I don't want to make, it's already a mess. I don't want to make like a gigantic, huge
well,
mess.
And sometimes the wings get soggy because that's what we like to do at Banners is get them with the dry rub and then you order the sauce on the side.
I love it.
So then you can just, and the Banners has really good dry rub.
Yeah. Let's see. I had the honey barbecue wings, but their choices are sweet and spicy, ghost pepper, honey barbecue, garlic parmesan, signature hot, and honey lemon pepper. So they don't have any plain, which is what I'd prefer. And they're breaded.
Yeah.
But the breading was like
soggy. Gets soggy though, right?
It was almost like it was a little bit over.
Oh, too coated.
Yeah.
Too much like breading.
They were just like, I don't want to say they were burnt, but I think they were in the fryer for too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was more crisp than
overdone.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd try them again.
Yeah.
Maybe a different flavor.
So what were you saying the other plain wings that you had?
Oh, those were from Little Caesars.
Oh, okay.
As we'd say at home, Little Caesars. I got that today, actually. And then I got the little pizza puff thing.
I didn't even know Little Caesars had wings.
I didn't. They're like the same little piddly wings you get
at
every other pizza place. So it's not like they're massively delicious. They're fine. They actually had quite a bit of meat on them.
Oh, okay.
You know, the little meat lollipop thing where
press
everything forward and get all the meat off. So there was quite a bit of meat.
Okay.
So they're pretty, they're decent for pizza wings.
I had no idea.
But I had the crazy puffs. We talked about those on Girls Beer Sports.
Their new offering.
Yeah. So
and
they're advertised as like muffin filled, like almost like a Chicago style deep dish pizza, but in a little cup.
Yeah.
Eh. The picture is bigger than the product, you know. They were definitely not showers. They came in like a teeny tiny box, and there was four of them, but they were literally like maybe 2 inches in circumference. I think I ate them in like 4 bites.
Oh, wow.
Like one in 4 bites.
How many did you get? Four?
You get four. Yeah, I think if you like mashed them all together, you might have one slice of pizza, possibly.
Was it $4, I think? Is that the price point? Like $3.99?
Or something, yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like terribly priced. I put my own HVR on it. You know, if you're going to eat pizza, you got to put HVR.
Because that is the only ranch that exists in this world.
Uh-huh, it is. But, I mean, they tasted fine. They were, like, covered in Parmesan. Mm. So, it was maybe a little too much Parmesan. Mm. Like, the whole top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then they had pepperoni inside.
Mm-hmm. They scald your face off hot?
No.
Well, that's good.
But, I mean, they weren't cold by any means. I live close to the Little Caesars, but I didn't feel like getting out because it's raining, and I had a meeting, so I just DoorDashed them. They were fine. I wish they were bigger, but I feel a little bit better that they weren't bigger because I don't feel as guilty for eating those and wings. Because I think it was like 8 wings, but they were small wings, too. So, protein.
Mm-hmm.
Need protein.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were fine. I think I would prefer the lunch special, which is the 4 giant, like, deep dish corners.
I think you probably get more for your money on that.
You get 4 times as much for your money, I would believe. So, they're fine. Try them if you want a tiny snack. Get, like, a whole pizza and then get those as, like, a tiny appetizer for yourself and get someone else their own appetizer.
And then you could take those and put them on the pizza so you'd have a pizza on a pizza.
Yeah. I mean, they were probably, yeah, I would say they were, like, 2 inches across.
Yeah.
So, they're fine. I wish there was more.
But probably wouldn't get again.
Nah, probably not. I like to put Parmesan on pizza, but that was a lot.
Speaking of wings, we went to B-Dub's the other night, which is not anything different or spectacular, but I got something there that I have never gotten before.
What was that?
I got a hamburger. Holy shnikes, it was good.
Really?
Yes. And I'm pretty sure it was actually not frozen. Like, I'm almost 99% sure that it was a fresh hamburger meat.
Interesting.
And it was actually really good. I was a little bit stunned because I took a bite and I was like, I'm pretty sure this was not the frozen patty, and this is actually tastes like a really good hamburger.
Did they look like the hamburgers they advertise on DoorDash? Because they have their own thing on DoorDash.
That's just burgers. Yeah. They had a. It was on a brioche bun and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good. I was really surprised.
Smash burgers, kind of looks like. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like on here.
I just had the whatever the all American burger they called it. Just a basic cheeseburger.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm 99% sure that meat was not frozen.
It does not look frozen. On DoorDash. Interesting. Yeah, this Wild Burger pops up a lot, and it's like the Buffalo Wild Wings logo, but as a burger instead of a buffalo or whatever.
Yeah.
So I've been skeptical, like, why they have a separate thing for just sandwiches.
But well, I can tell you, going there and ordering off their menu, it was actually really good. Would get again.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They used to have a buffalo mac and cheese with chicken tenders, like, years ago that I would love. That was, like, a weird menu item that was on there. So, I mean, they have weird menu items that you wouldn't think that they would have, and they're actually good.
Well, you know what? You know what I always say when I talk about B-dubs? It's what I want them to bring back are the pizza pockets. And they haven't had those on the menu since, like, the 90s.
I was going to say, I've never seen the pizza pocket.
It's basically just a giant fried pizza roll, and it's freaking delicious. It's like a giant fried pizza egg roll.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. It's really good.
Interesting. Have you had the egg roll at Agave and Rye?
I have not.
There, I'm gonna pull it up real quick. I think it's called the Cowboy Egg Roll. I get it sometime. Well, not that I go there a lot. Not because I don't like it. It's just the tacos are so giant. It's hard to eat one. But sometimes when I'm feeling a little froggy, I'll just order like chips and queso in this giant egg roll. That's not it. I'm trying to find what it's called.
Oh, so they actually just put the chips and queso in an egg roll and fry it?
No, I get chips and queso.
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying you get the chips and queso.
They should
egg
do
roll.
That, though. I don't know why they're not. It
could be good.
Yeah, carne asada egg roll.
Oh, okay.
It's got house carne asada, teriyaki sauce, spicy chili and barbecue jam, baby corn, water chestnuts.
Good Lord.
Chestnuts? Chestnuts, cilantro, green onion, carrots, red bell pepper, and lo mein noodles. And it's a fat ass.
It sounds fat.
I mean, you can't tell from that picture.
I don't know. It looks pretty
girthy.
Big.
It's big and girthy.
Like, it looks like when you're going to cut, like, the eclair that Homer, when they're pumping it full of poison, and it's just like, womp, womp, womp.
Basically, it's like, it's huge. It's like three times the size of normal egg roll. It's $8, but... Honestly, it should probably be more. It's like almost a whole meal.
Wow.
Yeah, would recommend that.
Well, and then you had the egg roll when we went to Timmy two times a while back, didn't you? Did you have the egg roll?
Oh yeah,
I felt like you did. Yeah, because they have the egg rolls that they rotate, and it's once they're out because they make them special or whatever there.
Yeah, that one was really good too. I'd say it's probably about the size of that one. It was pretty massive.
It's still pretty big.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do miss the pizza pockets at B-Dubs. But yeah, I think over the years I've had most of the stuff on that menu, you know, just because we go there so much or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I will say that burger would get again.
Interesting.
And I would put it on par, honestly, with Double Dog's hamburger. And I love Double Dog's hamburger because they do a smash burger. Mm-hmm. This wasn't quite a smash burger, but it did have like a crust on it.
I was going to say, it looked like it had crispy edges.
Yeah, it did have crispy edges, but I wouldn't call it like a smash burger. Mm-hmm. Double Dog's does like a smash burger, right?
Yeah.
But definitely was fresh, not frozen.
Awesome. I'll have to check it out. I like to get the sampler platter there. Sometimes, because you get like a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we just usually get the wings.
$45,000. Yeah, but, you know, it's you get some wings, which they're boneless wings, but I'll eat a boneless wing. I don't care.
Nug.
They're cheaper than real wings. Mm-hmm. It's like that, and onion rings, and cheese sticks, and little nachos. That's good. So, you know, get a little bit of everything, and then you don't feel as bad. Sometimes.
There you go.
But let's see. What else did we... Did we do something this weekend? We didn't, did we?
No, I mean, I went to the Burl Brew. I went and checked that place out.
How was that?
Recommend. They don't have a ton of beer, which I think is actually good, but the beer that they do have that they're making, I thought was really good. Mm-hmm. the name. They're not putting a bunch of, you know, marshmallows and you know, so there's nothing wrong with that. I do, yeah. You know, I like that stuff, but
no lactose.
But their menu is pretty straightforward. There's no like weird fancy names on the beer. It's just like IPA, hazy IPA, light, golden, amber.
Sometimes you just gotta keep it simple,
right? It is what it says.
I do enjoy those like really complicated names that they get at like Marriage Win.
Yeah, those are fun.
Those are fun, but like swinging it back the other way is nice too. Yeah, nice palate cleanser.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said, and their space is really great. It's very bright. Tons of natural light going on in there. Mm-hmm. And then they have, Kismet closed, which is up the, so the Burl Brew is at the end of the Burl campus parking lot. And you got the arcade, and then near the arcade was where Kismet was, and that closed. But now that's something called Lucy's, mm-hmm. which is a Mexican place. And so they have menus at the Burl Brew, and then you actually order at the Burl Brew, and then somebody brings it down the parking lot to you.
Well, that's nice. You don't have to get up and walk.
Yeah.
I want to go there, too, and check that out, both of those places.
Yeah, we had chips and queso, and then they had mini corn dogs that were actually really good.
Mm-hmm. I love a mini corn dog.
Yeah, but they had, they had tacos, they had a burrito. Trying to think what else they had on it. They did have a burger on the menu. Mm-hmm. Which actually somebody at the bar got and looked pretty good. So, nice. I mean, I think they had a pretty good selection of food stuffs. And, their burrito was like $10.
Oh, wow, that's cheap.
Yeah. So I thought it was pretty reasonably priced for a burrito.
Yeah, for sure. I'd try it.
Yeah.
Well, we went to Shamrocks for...
Did, for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, it was pretty standard.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't watching Kentucky play basketball, but...
No, but...
We were having... Yeah. Fun time.
Had a good friends. Crowd. Good crowd down there.
It was a crowd.
As always. Mm-hmm. And it was just a standard. You know, they have the corned beef and cabbage and all that kind of stuff. Which is...
I didn't even get anything festive. I got buffalo chicken dip.
Chicken dip is good. I mean, that's the thing. You can't go wrong with it.
Yeah. You just eat it as a meal and then you're happy.
Yeah. For the rest of the day. Delicious.
Yeah. I did, and then maybe this will tie into something else to talk about later. I went out for a friend's birthday last weekend, and we went to a hibachi, as we still call it, but I guess the real name's teppanyaki.
See, I don't know. Because I think the thing they cook it on is a teppanyaki, but everybody calls the restaurant the hibachi.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the Tateka. It's the original hibachi in this town, but it's now the little brother to, Asuka. It used to be called Asuka. Some things happened, some words were said, I assume. And this is now Tekka, and Asuka has a gigantic restaurant with 400,000 teppanyakis in Brandon Crossing. But Tekka's a lot more small and intimate. My mom and I go there quite a bit, actually, when she comes to town. Because you can get, a little corner booth in the back, and it's, real, chill and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the table, they only have, maybe five or six of those teppanyakis, and they're small. So we had, a small little group, and it was enough to fill the table, and it was good. I really like their food a lot. You can get, basically whatever you want. I got filet and chicken with the vegetables and the fried rice, and, everything's cooked good. Usually those cooks are super funny and joking around. This guy didn't he did a little bit, but maybe he was just tired from the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. he only flipped a couple of pieces of broccoli into someone's mouth. Usually they're trying to hose you down with sake.
Right.
Make big giant fires and stuff, which he made one little fire, but it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's good. I really like that restaurant. So if you need some hibachi in your life, check out Tekka. It's pretty quality service. Good food. You always have good leftovers.
Do they have a little bar area too where you can get sushi and stuff like that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's up front. They've there's always a lot of people there at that one too. But they just seem really nice people. Mm-hmm. They make good food.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nothing wrong with a hibachi.
No.
I mean, they're all kind of the same, right? It's kind of the same standard fare, the same, the volcano, onion volcano, and the spinning egg, and that kind of thing. Although, I didn't think they were allowed to throw stuff in people's mouths anymore because of, like, didn't somebody get burned from a shrimp or something somewhere and sue or something?
I think they don't do the shrimp anymore, maybe because of allergies.
Oh, okay.
But they'll do vegetables. Like, the past two or three that I've been to, they chop up little broccolis and fling them across the table and try to get them in your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll do broccoli a lot.
Maybe it was the allergy thing.
But they don't do shrimp.
Yeah.
Because
when
people have a shrimp allergy, it's usually pretty
serious. It's pretty severe. Yeah.
Yeah, which thank God I don't have a shrimp allergy. I would be highly upset if I had a shrimp. That's like my favorite thing to eat is shrimp. I've already talked about shrimp like
That's a good question, though. So, you know, both you and I have food allergies, right, to certain things. So, you know, I've lived with mine for 48 years now, and I'm used to not eating bananas or avocados, right? I don't care, right? Mm-hmm. And you got the nut thing going on and some other stuff. And poor Lauren's got some...
eats.
Right.
Like, a lot of my digestive issues make me like Lauren, and sometimes I just choose to ignore them. But I don't get, like,
I don't have an external reaction. She, like, Lauren from Girls Your Sports, and she's talked about this before on Girls Your Sports, so I feel like that we could speak to it anyways. Yeah. She's allergic to, like, onions and potatoes and carrots and just some out there stuff, right? But I guess the question then is, what... food, like if there was one food that you absolutely had to be allergic to, that you're not allergic to now, what would that food be?
Oh, it's like a food I don't care about that much?
Yes.
Onions.
Would it?
Well, I don't know, because onions and a lot of stuff that you don't think about.
And that's why I feel bad for Lauren, because she's really got, like, watch with that onion thing.
Yeah.
Like, the potatoes and carrots, you can... that's easier to police, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I say onions because I hate onions, but I cooked with an onion last night, and you should be proud of me. And I didn't, like, gag and act like an idiot. So maybe I'm growing up. Let's see. If I was... no, I'm not going to say that either. I was going to say tofu, but soys and all kinds of stuff. That's really hard. I don't know. Like, some sort of fruit, maybe?
Yeah.
Like kiwi or something?
Yeah.
I don't eat kiwis. That's like a hassle. So if I was allergic to that, that'd be fine.
I feel like eggs, and I know you got you got the egg thing going on a little bit. But, like, you can eat them, like, processed and stuff, but, like, eating them kind of out in the wild.
Yeah.
Like in an omelet or something.
Like egg whites.
Yeah.
Which is not something you normally hear. It's usually the other way around. But, I kind of roll in the dice whenever I have fried eggs or scrambled eggs. But,
it's
really an allergy.
It's kind of hard because I was going to say eggs.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the egg thing might be okay to navigate.
Well, it depends on how allergic you are, because can you eat anything that's made with eggs?
Okay, I'm just...
the protein
it I'm just going to say straight up, if I was allergic to deviled eggs only, I would not be upset.
What if you were allergic to mayonnaise? Would you be upset about that?
No,
because you hate mayo.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Oof.
I'm trying to think for you, like, what's some one thing that you, like, just really not a fan of? And I know onions, but...
Well, and this is going to be, like, impossible, too. But let's just think of it in these strict terms. Okay. Pasta. If I was allergic to just pasta, that's fine. I don't eat a lot of pasta.
That's fair.
Or if I was allergic to tomatoes.
Okay.
I like a tomato. Mm-hmm. I hate a tomato sauce. I have to be in a real weird mood to want, like, pasta with tomato sauce on it.
You know, I would die if I was allergic to that. Like,
so, like,
I would,
spaghetti, that's fine. With red sauce, no.
I would cry so much.
Get out of here.
I would cry so much.
No, I'm not, like...
And you're not a huge ketchup person.
I mean, I'll eat it, but I don't need it.
So probably tomatoes for you would be
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, tomatoes.
Because you could navigate that pretty well.
Yeah, cilantro. I wish I was allergic to cilantro because I already have that stupid gene where it tastes like soap.
Yeah.
But only in the raw form. Mm. It doesn't taste like soap when it's cooked.
Hmm.
So maybe cilantro.
Okay.
Let's go cilantro and tomato.
All right. I'm going to go mayonnaise then. I'll go mayonnaise. Oh, because that's got onions,
it's
raw
got all
onions,
three
right?
Of the things I don't like.
Yeah, so there you go. So,
I mean, I like a tomato. I just, if I was allergic to it, it would be all right.
Yeah. I'm going to go mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I tell you what, speaking of tomatoes, and then we probably will get to the America's fourth, fifth, 12th, whatever favorite segment. I pulled the trigger. We needed ketchup. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try the no sugar added ketchup. Mm-hmm. Not
don't
a
like
fan.
It. Don't like it?
Well, because you know, I am a person. If I make a salmon patty, I'm going to have salmon patty. And then there's going to be Mount Ketchupmore on the salmon patty, right? I mean, you're not even going to be able to see. Is there a salmon patty underneath all that ketchup? I can't tell, right? And it just didn't have the same flavor.
It didn't have the sweet flavor.
No. Yeah, that's what it was. Well, and so I got, because John, we actually had salmon patties last night, and I used the no sugar added ketchup because that's all we have in the house right now. And so I told John, I said, I don't know about this. I said, I think I'm going to go back to the sugar added.
Did he like it?
And he tasted it, and he tried a couple of, you know, tastes of it. And, you know, we both said it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's very, it's more tomato-y mm-hmm. than ketchup, but it's more acidic.
Yeah.
I think it's that that acid. I'm not a fan of that acid.
I'm sure the sugar cuts
it
that
does,
acid.
Yeah.
But honestly, I was looking for a way to cut back on like added sugars mm-hmm. to foods a long time ago.
Sure.
And that was a way. And then I've stuck with it.
Yeah.
So those are like one of the weird things.
I don't know.
That's
I mean,
fine.
I, you know,
I'll be on an island. I'm not going to sugar free. Ketchup.
Right, I'm not going to throw the bottle away because, you know, I hate wasting food, and I'll use the bottle.
Yeah,
and maybe it'll grow on me. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, it doesn't have the same. It's not giving me the same vibes.
Yeah, I mean that's like, I love Hidden Valley Ranch, but if you go to like the fat free ranch, that's gross. Even the one that's like a third less fat or whatever.
Yeah, it's
disgusting.
Just not the same.
Nah.
Now,
I will not cut corners on my ranch. Cutting corners on my ketchup, but not the ranch. God, no, not the ranch.
So it's funny that you say that the light or whatever, the fat-free mm-hmm. is terrible, because, you know, John loves the Hidden Valley Ranch. Like, that's his go-to. But he will also agree with you that the fat-free is absolutely inedible.
Yeah. It's a putrid, I feel like, is a word that he
putrid,
would say about
yeah,
it.
Putrid's
yeah,
putrid's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Foul. Probably, I think
yeah.
it's foul.
But man, that no sugar ketchup. Maybe I just have to eat it on some more things and see if it grows on me.
I like it on fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. I maybe. Don't really put ketchup on anything else. If I'm going to have to eat a fry, it's going to have ketchup with it.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is I don't use a ton of ketchup in my everyday life.
What if I was allergic to just fries and no other potato?
Oh, that would suck.
I don't eat a lot of potatoes.
No? Okay. No.
If I'm going to have a potato, mashed.
Tots? You're tots.
Yeah, tot before a fry, but like
tot before fry.
That's right. In the pantheon of potatoes, my favorite is mashed by far, and then a tot, and then a fry, and then a baked potato.
Okay.
So, I also read in a weight loss book thing that my doctor made me get at one point that potatoes are like a pretty big barrier for weight loss.
Really?
They're so starchy. Huh. And they're like, don't eat potatoes. And I was like, you know what? I'm not eating potatoes and I don't miss it.
Well, because don't you remember that guy who just ate potatoes for like a month and he lost a bunch of weight?
Oh, yeah. Same with the Twinkie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's just trying to say that you eat less calories. It doesn't matter what you eat. But that was the South Beach diet. I don't know why it was like trying to hide which diet it was, but it's really restrictive, and then there's things you should build back in, and potatoes is one you never put back in if you're following the diet.
Well, I bet neither.
Because they're sugary and starchy.
I bet neither of these two foods that we have on the table now are in that book.
No. They are definitely on the no-no list forever.
But I think it is time for, what is this?
I don't know, the 47th favorite segment? I don't know.
Everybody wants to try some food.
Yeah, so Dr. Atkins, he's probably rolling in his grave thinking about the stuff that's on this table.
All the carbs in this one chip.
I think
chip.
He's dead. Sure, why not? If he's not dead, I'm sorry I killed you, Dr. Atkins. But yeah, so I found these. There's a lot of good Doritos out there right now. And you know I love a Dorito. So I got these a while back. These are the Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch flavor. First of all, love the bag color. It's a pleasing blue. It's almost a Carolina blue, which I don't appreciate, but it's not quite there.
Let's go X-Files and call it Cerulean Blue. It's a Cerulean Blue.
Is it dark enough for a Cerulean Blue?
It's close. There's some Cerulean blueness going on,
yeah,
on it.
I could see that. It's a pretty blue nonetheless, but it's a heavily flavored chip. What do you think about it?
I'm getting...
Still making my mind.
I'd like more buffalo, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like more buffalo tang. I'm getting all ranch and no buffalo.
I'm getting some tang. I'd like some heat.
I'd like more Frank's Red Hot on that or something.
I'm thinking about it.
I mean, they're decent, but I don't think they're near... Like, I expected, like, a real buffalo kick, and I'm personally not getting it.
See, I am kind of getting it. There's definitely a kick and some heat, but it's like almost like Cool Ranch, but Buffalo Cool Ranch.
Yeah, a little bit. They're pretty good, though.
Yeah. I get some buffalo.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm purposely getting, like, ones that are covered and, like, not the ones that are least covered.
Yeah.
Like, this one's got a whole...
That's got a lot of... Buttload. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're pretty good. I mean, they're Doritos. Right? Yeah. I mean, come on.
I don't know if I've had a bad Dorito.
I don't think I have.
I mean, seems impossible.
Right. You'd have to work really hard. So then we went to, there's this little Irish store, and I can't ever pronounce the name of it, but it's right, yeah, it's right next to McCarthy's. And so we were down there for the Shamrock Shuffle 2 weeks ago, and we went into the store because I'd never been in there, and they have a refrigerator that's got a bunch of, like, frozen food. We actually got some, like, hand pies that I haven't had yet.
Oh, yeah.
And then we bought these little minced pies that were really good. Because they have a whole shelf of, giant shelf of food, too.
Yeah.
And then I saw these Cadbury Dairy Milk Bars, which, you know, Cadbury chocolate in the United Kingdom is supposed to be, like, way 100 times better than American chocolate.
Yeah.
Right. And this is imported straight from Ireland. It says on the thing, on the packaging. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little, it's just a chocolate bar. It's Cadbury chocolate bar. That's all it is. Basic chocolate bar.
Yeah. Tastes like chocolate. I would like to taste a Cadbury side by side, like this one side by side with one made in America, which is that Hershey? Is that who has it now?
No idea.
But I mean, it's good. It's milk chocolate. Which, you know, you can't go wrong with. Sometimes it's a little too sweet, but...
Yeah, I just feel like it's got a creamier texture than, like, a Hershey bar.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's very delicious.
I don't know how much of it I could eat on my own.
Yeah.
Without getting a tummy ache.
You probably eat, like, a couple of squares and then put it away and then come back to it.
Because I don't eat a lot of milk chocolate these days. But yeah, it's definitely good. It's, if you're looking for some, like, quality milk chocolate, there you go.
Yeah, but they got a ton of import food down. I mean, not a ton, but they got a lot of import food down there.
Yeah, I need to go down there and check it out. I found the pronunciation. There's a bunch of pronunciations.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Okay.
That person's going to play the whole video.
Yeah, no, we don't want that. Copyright issues.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe we'll get to the key moment. Oh, here we go.
Into its syllables, the first syllable is fall, as in to fall over, fall.
Fall.
The second syllable is cha,
fall
as in
cha.
The Cuban cha-cha-cha dance.
Falcha.
Falcha. Okay,
it's falcha.
The place is called Falcha.
F-A-I-L-T-E.
Yeah, it's a falcha. Cute. It's a cute little store.
Yeah, I've definitely, well, I've been to McCarthy's more times than I'd like to admit when I was in college. But that place has always been there.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been inside.
Yeah, it's been and I've actually never been inside either. But the guy, Alan, who's from England,
yeah,
who tailgates next to us, yeah, he gets a lot of stuff from there.
Nice.
And yeah, so
some good chili.
Yeah, he does. So we finally went in there, and yeah, I'd go back. They got a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Sweet. It's a good segment there.
Yeah.
We got the 21st best segment here though, which is our Hinky history lesson.
So this is you know, Sarah and I were talking about the hibachi thing or whatever, and she was saying how she went to hibachi, and this was actually St. Patrick's Day. And I was talking about how growing up, hibachi was like that was, now you find them on every corner, right? They're at the Teca and Ahsoka, and there's like another one that's on Richmond Road. And
yeah, there's like 70.
Yeah, there's a ton around here and in other cities and other places in the United States.
Yeah.
But that used to not be the case. So when I was coming up in the 80s, I remember specifically Benihana. Which was the hibachi place, right? And it was up somewhere in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And you only went there for special occasions like birthdays or something. Like that was like, that was big doings if you went to Benihana, right? So I thought that I would do the history of Benihana.
Oh,
since
cool.
I feel like they really were, the company is the like the first hibachi, teppanyaki, whatever you want to call it, restaurant in the United States. So the company was founded in 1964 on West 56th Street in New York City by 25-year-old, and I'm going to totally mispronounce this, Hiroaki Aoki.
Oh, God.
He went by Rocky. That's what,
Fair enough.
The father of Steve Aoki and Devin Aoki.
Oh, the DJ.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I think... Don't yell at me, internet, but I think Steve Aoki might be dead. But let me.
Okay.
I'll double check that while you're reading.
So, Rocky, the father who founded the Benihana, a wrestler who had qualified for but did not attend the 1960 Summer Olympics, started the restaurant with $10,000 US. That's the equivalent of $94,356 in 2022.
Yeah.
He earned that from driving an ice cream truck in Harlem. The first restaurant, Benihana of Tokyo, was named for the red safflower that was the name for the coffee shop owned by his parents in Tokyo. So his parents owned a coffee shop in Tokyo.
Okay.
His concept was for the meals to be theatrically... Oh, did you get...
Sorry.
You, no.
Just real quick. Steve Aoki is alive. I didn't mean to kill him.
Okay.
It was the Avicii was...
Yeah.
But Steve Aoki is like a massively...
Really?
You've never heard of Steve Aoki? He's like the world's biggest DJ.
Huh. Okay.
So, huh. Cool.
There you go. Well, his dad founded Benihana.
That's cool.
So, his concept was for the meals to be theatrically prepared by a knife-wielding, joke-telling chef at a teppanyaki table surrounded by a wooden eating service in front of the guests.
Mm-hmm.
Teppan meaning steel grill or griddle, and yake meaning grilled or broiled. It did not do well until early 1965, when Clementine Paddleford of the New York Herald Tribune gave it a rave review. The Beatles and Muhammad Ali were among celebrities who patronized the four-table restaurant. So they had four tables. Within a year, he opened a bigger restaurant that featured samurai armor, heavy wooden ceiling beams, and sliding soji screens to provide some privacy. In 1968, it opened its first restaurant outside of New York in Chicago. In 1976, he brought in consultant Hardwick Companies. Its founder, Charles H. Stein, was the original developer of Six Flags Great Adventure. As partner to run the company. In 1980, he terminated the relationship and settled a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission complaint of insider trading.
Oh.
In 1982, Benihana National Corporation went public with Joe Schwartz as president. Some of the restaurants continued to be privately owned by Aoki. The company had some missteps, including the opening of an upscale Big Splash restaurant and a frozen food division. Benihana National Classics. In 1995, the company acquired 17 restaurants from Benihana of Tokyo. The company has since expanded by purchasing the Haru and RA Sushi restaurants, which operate under those names. Benihana's famous figural tiki mugs for exotic cocktails, the most common of which depicts Hoti, a chubby Buddha-like figure with arms raised in the air, have become collectible. So you've seen those. They're like the little you put tiki cocktails in them, so you could get them at the Benihanas. Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently, Rocky died in 2008. Let's see here. It's a bunch of business stuff.
Does it talk about how they train the chefs?
It doesn't, but there's a company website that has a Benihana story. I didn't like that one as much as that was from Wikipedia, what I just read.
Mm-hmm. One of my YouTube channels, food channels, the guy went to a Benihana and, like, an actual Benihana and talked to the head chef there, and they were talking about, like, what all they go through to do their training and stuff.
Yeah, let me look in here to see if there's any.
It just made me think about it. It's kind of interesting. I don't remember what it was, but I know you can't cook on your own for, like, several months.
You're
like an apprentice to an actual, like, Benihana chef. And you have to wear, like, a different hat to show that you're, like, they know you're, like, a real deal at Benihana
really?
Chef based on the color of your hat, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let me look at this article real quick from thethrillist.com.
But, I mean, you can't go wrong with hibachi.
No, you can't. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like, even if you don't eat meat, like, who doesn't like rice? You can get rice and vegetables.
Right. And this says there were 50 Benihanas in America in the early 80s.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's, and I know there was one in Cincinnati, like I said, because that was a big deal to go up there.
Yeah, I've never heard of any in Kentucky. Was there one in Louisville ever?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I've never heard of one here.
Yeah, I don't see anything about the. I'm sure that you could look up about, you know, training or whatever, but I didn't know that about, like, an apprenticeship type of thing. But that would make sense because you can't just throw some. I mean, those grills are really hot,
yeah,
and they can be kind of dangerous.
Yeah, they're really
right.
Hot.
I mean,
the closest one to us is Cincinnati.
Okay, so that one's still open then,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
Okay.
It closes at 10.
Well,
it's $30 to $50, I almost said per hour. It's $30 to $50 per person.
Well, there you go.
Which is about like what I paid at the Teca the other night.
Yeah, I think
it was after tip. I think it was $47 or $48, but it's a lot of food, dude.
Yeah, I think that that's probably like standard pricing on most of those places.
Yeah,
because you're kind of getting like the same food everywhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I guess unless you went to like some really high end type of place or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You can actually train with a Benihana chef or like cook with them for a day. It's called the chef package.
Like a fantasy camp type of thing.
Yeah.
Like a teppanyaki fantasy camp.
Teppanyaki camp. Yeah, start with one-on-one training, learning the art of teppanyaki from one of the master chefs.
So apparently this Rocky dude who opened the, I'm just going to call him Rocky because that was his nickname himself,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently he sued, he had 7 kids actually, and sued 4 of them over his Benihana money.
Nice. Give me my money.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do this Be the Chef package, it's only $300 for the chef and 5 people.
That's actually not terrible if you were to split it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's $60 a person, like, to actually learn how to, because they teach you how to cook some of the stuff.
For a fun, that'd be a fun birthday thing.
Yeah, and then you get to wear the hat, you get an apron, a certificate, and a photo.
Dang.
And they teach you how to make fried rice.
Uh-huh.
And then they show you some of the tricks.
Fun.
And then you get to do a special performance after the meal.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so that would be fun.
Yeah, I just, Benihana, man, that was the place just growing up. I remember when people be like, oh, we're going to go to Benihana. I was like, ooh, you got money.
Wow, yeah. Right? Especially like back then, someone's fancy going to the Benihana.
But that's pretty interesting about the, you know, the guy who, you know, he drove an ice cream truck and saved up his money and then opened a restaurant.
Yeah. And for it to only have 4 tables and the Beatles and who else went there?
To Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Well, but to like be struggling for months and then all of a sudden just some food critic walks in off the street, right? And then
loves it
and blows it up. So that's like would be, I guess, equivalent in today's language of you open some place and then one of these high-end Instagram influencers or whatever who do food stuffs walks in and they're like, you all got to check this place out.
Well, I've not watched any more of The Bear, but it could be like the time that old girl accidentally served the food critic her thing that the head chef didn't want to serve, and he mm-hmm. loved it. And yeah. some people came in and wanted it. So, yep. I mean,
yeah,
still could happen.
But yeah, that's a, and it, you know, kind of an interesting story that he was an Olympic wrestler, trained Olympic wrestler who never got to wrestle.
Yeah. What an interesting life that yeah. guy led. Yeah.
But yeah, and Benihana then begat Asuku, who begat Taka, who begat, you know, all of those places. But yeah, yeah, they're always a popular and a fun place to go.
Yeah, and you can buy your own like teppanyaki.
You can, yeah. You totally can.
I mean, really, you can just get a flat top.
It's a flat top. You could get a Blackstone. I mean, that's kind of what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's one of these Blackstones that people go crazy over.
What are the grills, the Japanese grills, where you, like, literally cook your meat over, like, an open flame?
That is, oh my God, because we had that at the, I want to, well, because teppanyaki means to grill.
Yeah, or, but this one's, like, actually, like,
right.
grates or whatever.
Because I could have sworn that that was Japanese grill.
This is great podcasting.
Right. Looking at stuff on the fly. A bincho? Bincho? B-I-N-C-H-O?
I don't know.
Japanese charcoal conro?
Yakiniku, maybe?
I don't know. Yakitori.
Yakitori.
Yep, yeah, we got there.
Yeah, see, we figured it out. Also, and
because they had the yakitori at the ramen place we went to.
Yes.
Yeah, and we got some yakitoris.
I do like that. I don't ever get this at those places when I go with my friends, because I don't want to appear like an old lady. But when me and my mom go, we always get the green tea. And they bring your own little kettle of, yeah. like, hot green tea.
Yeah.
And, like, the nice little cup. Mm-hmm. It just makes me feel like a little old grandma, which I am at heart. You know, sipping on my hot green tea.
That's all right.
At 6 p.m. in the evening. It's a nice treat. You put a little Splenda in there. It's already kind of sweet on its own because it's, yeah. like, matcha or whatever. But it's really good. And if you're not going to, like a Japanese place like that, and you're mm-hmm. not getting hot tea.
What are you doing? You're missing out.
Yeah.
If you're not getting sake, at least a little bit of sake, mm-hmm. I think you're also missing out. But it's not required.
Yeah.
I think that's more if you go to like a high end sushi place.
They do that at Asuka. They'll do like, you know how they flick the food. Mm-hmm. They'll like they've got it's not fancy, but they've got a pour bottle. Of kind of like a condiment bottle, uh-huh. and it's full of sake, and they'll literally squeeze it, and it like shoots across the table, and they try to like hose it in people's mouths, because we went for the same friend, we went last year to the big one,
mm-hmm.
and had a bunch of people, and someone's husband was literally like leaning across the counter, like holding his mouth open for sake.
Gross.
And I was like, oh, that's too much for me, man. Yikes. I can't hang with that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something.
But yeah, those places are a lot of fun, and I thought, you know, since Benihana is like, I remember it being mm-hmm. the first one in the, you know, obviously was the first one in the United States.
Yeah,
I thought it would bring you some history of that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I did not know that. Still kind of floored that guy birthed the world famous DJ,
and then apparently sued half his kids. So
yeah. You know, whatever. I guess he didn't sue old Steve. He's making his own money over here.
Right. He don't need that Benihana money.
Yeah. And sorry again, Steve Aoki. I didn't mean to kill you prematurely.
Wrong DJ.
Yeah, sorry. I knew one of them that had an A in their name passed away. But no, it was a good story. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good times.
Yes. And then we'll go ahead and round this sucker out by talking about what we're drinking. I am continuing the Starburst trend, apparently.
I like this. This is like my Yoritos that I did. Yeah.
Hopefully they still got the orange one with the Kroger, because I didn't get it yet. But I've had the pink and the red, and this time I have the yellow. So this is the lemon one. God, it tastes just like a lemon Starburst. How do they do that? It's so weird. It's the sparkling ice Starburst.
They literally flavor. Just liquefy Starbursts.
They must, and then put them in sparkling water. I don't really know what's happening. That's really good.
It's like
I didn't think it would be.
They liquefy the Starbursts.
I mean, because look at the color. It's like it not is. Even, you can't even see through it. I mean, it smells like one,
it smells
too.
Exactly like a lemon Starburst.
Yeah, and it's not, usually like the sparkling ices, you can see through them. Like,
no.
Nah, this is,
I'm telling you,
this
that's,
is an opaque
that's
killer.
What they did. They melted them all, they melted them down, they liquefied them, and then they poured them in sparkling water.
And it's zero sugar, so I don't even know how that voodoo happened. But because Starbursts are only sugar,
right?
Sugar and wax.
They don't make like a sugar free Starburst.
Nah, but this says it's zero sugar and has vitamins and antioxidants, which I relearned today. Fun fact for the pharmacy people out there: an antioxidant is a preservative. You cannot put it in an intrathecal or an epidural or an eye injection.
Well, there you go.
So there's your pharmacy.
Don't be
fact for the day.
Don't be out there injecting antioxidants into your eyes
or into your spinal cord.
Sure,
either one.
Either one.
Don't put
them. Don't
in
don't put them in there.
No,
don't do it.
What you got?
I'm just drinking me a full on sugar Coke.
Classic Coke.
Classic
original taste.
Classic sugar Coke because it goes real good with Doritos.
Yeah, I prefer. Well, not with these like weird flavored Doritos. Nacho cheese Doritos, and then just the like a fully leaded Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
not the Diet Mountain Dew.
Now that's a snack.
Yeah,
a snack.
Fully. That's the diesel Mountain
Dew. That's a diesel snack. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that was I think I've said this 100 times. That was my finals diet.
Because that'll get you where you need to be.
Yeah, it was only fully leaded Mountain Dew and Doritos. That's all I would eat for finals.
I'm for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it clearly worked well.
We graduated.
Yeah, you know what? C's get degrees.
I'm telling you.
And
ain't nobody looking.
No.
When you go for that job, ain't nobody looking.
Mm-mm. No one even cares, really. I don't want to say they don't care that I have a degree. I actually do, but...
No, but with that C, they don't care about that.
C's get degrees.
Dang, flippy.
You can get some more of this quality entertainment by going online and following us on Twitter and Instagram at HungryandKY. You can email me HungryandKY@gmail.com. And then you'll find the show wherever you find your podcasts. I also have a blog that I sometimes post on Facebook and Instagram at Bluegrass Bourbon and Eats. We have a website, bbandeats.com. One day I'll put something on there because I still pay for it, so might as well put something
I still
on there.
Pay for my website because I forget and then it renews them like, oh crap.
Yeah,
and I haven't that GBS website hasn't been updated in probably 3 or 4 years because I just got tired of doing it.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to put up there, but maybe I'll be inspired or one of you will inspire me to do something with it. So if you have any ideas,
yeah, I just
maybe I'll show a bunch of pictures on there. I don't know. You can also get the podcast feed on there, oddly enough.
Hmm.
If that's the way that you're gonna get it, I don't know why you would.
Bless you if you are.
Fun plug-in to put there.
Yeah,
but yeah, bbneats.com to see some old articles. And and then where do we find you at, Gary?
On Twix at GRLS for Sports. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're everywhere. Good podcasts are free.
Well, thanks again for listening to Hungry in Kentucky. And as always, stay hungry, Kentucky.